Thank you and good afternoon. Safe and smooth roads make California a better place to live and strengthen our economy. That was a statement issued by Governor Jerry Brown today after signing Senate Bill 1 into law. The bill is the controversial gas tax increase plan that will fund $52 billion over the next 10 years for repair and maintenance of state roadways. Starting in November, the diesel excise tax will increase by 20 cents, diesel sales tax will increase by 5.75%, and excise tax for gasoline will increase by 12 cents. Increases in vehicle transportation fees will begin in January of 2018, and $100 zero-emission vehicle fees will begin in July of 2020. When the bill was in the early stages of going through the legislative process in late March and early April, County Public Works Director Tom Mattson said in an email to the news desk that Humboldt would possibly see additional funding of up to $6 million per year for roads if it passed. This morning, officials from Caltrans District 1 issued an update on Highway 101 north of Leggett, stating that crews are working to reopen the roadway to one-way controlled traffic by sundown. They added the caveat, however, that the road will be reopened barring any further slight activity or unforeseen circumstances. The highway was reopened to one-way controlled traffic on Monday night, only to be closed down on Tuesday night when slight activity continued. Caltrans crews were able to resume clearing the roadway towards the end of yesterday afternoon, after safety concerns for workers temporarily suspended the operation. The Arcata City Council has opened the application period for any of its residents who are interested in volunteering for the Arcata Planning Commission. The Planning Commission consists of 7 members and has the final say in making the authority for most planning and physical development permits in the city. The deadline for applications to be submitted is July 7th, and the City Council will interview applicants on July 19th. Work crews in Arcata will begin the construction of the Humboldt Bay Trail North project on Monday. Arcata has contracted with McCullough Construction Incorporated, as a 3-mile multi-use trail will be constructed from the terminus of the Arcata Rails with Trail at State Route 255 through the Arcata Marsh and all the way to just south of the Bayside cutoff along Humboldt Bay. Initial grading work along the proposed trail will be done on Monday, and a groundbreaking ceremony will follow on Wednesday on South I Street. Work will be done Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and the trail is expected to be completed in September. Dan Squire has additional state news.
A bill that would make the day of the election day each November a paid state holiday has passed out of committee. AB 674 would add Election Day to the list of paid state holidays, although as with all other state holidays, it would not be mandatory for private businesses. Supporters argue that having a state holiday on Election Day would increase turnout and make it easier for people to get to the polls. Currently, state law allows a voter up to 2 hours without loss of pay to cast a ballot.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A student rally was held on Tuesday, and College of the Redwoods president Dr. Keith Snowflamer took to the superintendent's blog on Wednesday to talk about the student rally. Students marched to Snowflamer's office following the rally to give him a petition with over 400 signatures, as well as a list of demands. Some of the demands include that Renee Saucedo, who was hired as CR's Director of Student Equity, to be reinstated immediately, reasons to why she was fired, and one of the demands also called for more diversity in faculty. Snowflamer said in his blog post that he takes pride in the students' display of passion and commitment, and stated that the college will continue its efforts to embrace diversity and further student equity. You can find Snowflamer's blog post on the CR website. HSU officials announced that Fisheries Biology Professor Emeritus Terry Roloffs has been awarded with the Award of Excellence from the California-Nevada Chapter of the American Fishery Society. The award was presented at the chapter's annual conference earlier this month in Eureka, and Roloffs, who has been at HSU since 1970, was recognized for his impact on fisheries management and science in the state. Roloffs was first recognized at the national level when he was chosen to receive the American Fishery Society's first Excellent in Fisheries Education Award in 1988. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.